Now, you were talking about your grass, and you said you put some mulch on it. Why did you do this?
You mean out here?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured it'll hold the moisture better, keep the sun from evaporating it as much. And maybe build up that...
Kevin.
Base where my sod would be a little higher up off the ground all the time.
Trying to raise. Do this for the leaves on your grass, the blades, or?
You mean, did I do it with the leaves?
No, did you do this for the top of your grass, or?
Raising chicken.
I don't follow yet.
Well, what do you call a part of your grass that's underground?
The roots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here, here's my chicken.
Well, what kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we got the Chinese elms. We got the old regular navy elm, the old wild elm. Then you get your hedge, your chinaberry, cottonwood, willow. You got a few hackberries here. And let's see. Now, Pop got some trees over there in Tree Row. And what are they? Ash, aren't they? I think that's what he called them, ash trees. They're soft trees. And we got mulberries. Then you got a paradise tree.
Hmm.
We got a few of them.
They wild?
Yeah, they don't good.
Out here.
And then your locust.
Why out here?
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
What is that? A few of them. Wait just a minute, I'll think of it.
That's great.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't think of it.
We got one out in this jail.
Yeah, a whole row of them down north. What do they call them? Mulberry. You don't see too many of them around here.
Mulberries?
No, not mulberries. Oh, mulberries, good tree. They produce a lot of good hard posts. Chinese elm, they're no good just for shade, and in a hard wind, they break away. Then last year, they had a lot of them, them beetle bugs in there, worms.
Oh, those are miserable.
Well, the old boy spray them, got rich off of spraying these Chinese elm.
Yeah, that's right.
If I'd had any of them, I'd have just told them to kill them out. I don't think much of them. But our locusts and your Chinese elms, your cottonwood, and your willows are four of the major trees here.
Do you have any sycamores or button balls around here?
I heard of them, but we don't have any here.
What?
Huh?
What?
The sycamores or the button trees.
What would you call a patch of scrub oak? Little low growth, well, maybe 6 feet, 7 feet tall.
Well, if it's what I'm thinking of, they call it shin oaks here. Mm-hmm. And you don't find that till you get about 10 miles south of town, and she's thicker in and everything. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that country where that grows?
You mean what kind of soil?
No, what would you call a patch of these?
Well, I don't know if it'd be the same. I never heard, but on locusts, you call them locust grove.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it'd be a shino grove, be the same.
Is that ever called shinry?
Is what?
Shinry?
Yeah.
What? I mean, you see a bunch of these and you say it's, you go hunt quail in the...
You got me now. Oh, down here, they just thick. I mean, just solid.
Mm-hmm.
All the pastures, you don't see them just drooped off.
Well, I was just wondering if you call a grove of those shinry. Or shinry.
Well, that's the name they call them here, but it's the same as shin oaks, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
But we all just call it shinry, all right.
Mm-hmm.